B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
While you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
So what do you do now?
I mean, I know. Now you're in the same predicament. Who are you going to throw another? I mean, who else? And then you're going to go have a bullpen guy come in here and get loose? How about Vasquez? He's got a good arm. And there's Vasquez. You see him. I don't know. Who's gonna pitch?
After today, who wants to? Xander Bogaerts had been running down the tunnel.
Maybe the Plowster's going to take over.
Plawecki.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
See ya.
Who has been catching in this one?
What a mess.
I'm still watching these guys every day. I'm not kidding. Every day I subject myself to this. I don't know why, but I'm still doing it.
Oh, you like Bogaerts? There's guys you like. There's guys that take it serious.
It's not so much that there are guys who aren't taking it serious.
I'm bad they suck.
It's that their pitching is so wretched, and they have so little of it, that last night, again, they find themselves down early, right out of the gate, 2-0 early. It's like every single night they're down a run or two right out of the gate, like bam, the other team has runs on the board. It's bad. This is a really, really historically bad baseball team we're watching here. They're now 6-13 on the year.
Oh,
they have lost 4 straight to the Tampa Bay Rays. They have lost 5 of their last 6. They don't have any pitching. They're smoked. They're totally hosed.
It was like just a week ago, I think you mentioned about being close to 500. Maz wrote the article here on our website about you're just a game out of the playoffs for that last spot. Like, here you are, fast forward a week, and oh, the Yankees are coming.
Okay, but they're now a third of the way through the season.
Yeah.
I know that seems a little crazy.
That was at 20 games in. I think.
That was over a week ago.
Yeah.
And we were grasping at things there.
Yeah, you're trying to make something good out of
this. Okay, we're not going to do that anymore because this team may end up with 17 or 18 wins.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's what I think could happen to this team. They suck. And I think it's probably only going to get worse. I have a hard time envisioning that it gets better for the Red Sox. What you just heard was the clip of last night's game when things got so out of hand, they decided to let Plawecki pitch. They put Zue Lin catching, and then Vasquez was playing second base.
It's like a little league game. Hey, hurry up, switch the pads with the catcher. Let's go, Jimmy.
T-Bone had a good line this morning. He joked, he said, oh, what happened? Was Lin at his innings limit? You know, like it's a little league game? Like, oh, no, he's pitched too many innings this week. He needs to go catch. What is that?
They actually put Peraza in the game, and he got hurt on a comebacker.
Did he hit the knee?
You're sometimes leadoff hitter.
Keystone Cops.
It's so bad. It's so freaking bad. And this team is horrendous. And Ron Renicki, as much as I think he sucks and he does absolutely nothing, and he stinks, it's hard for me to put on him that the team has no pitching whatsoever. But then there are certain individual games where you look at it like you did the other night, when you just send Zach Godley back out to the mound. Again, I get it. They're very limited with what they have. But Zach Godley should not have lasted 3 innings the other night when he gave up 1 in the first, 3 in the second, 2 in the third, and all of a sudden the Red Sox were quickly down 6-0, and they've got no shot. No shot whatsoever because they just keep sending. Yeah, Godley, go back out again. He stinks. Everyone on this in this pitching rotation outside of Eovaldi stinks. Anyone they've started a game with, it's all garbage. The whole thing is a wreck. It's very discouraging. So the Red Sox, number one, are lucky that there are no fans in the park this year. They're extremely fortunate to not have fans that are season ticket holders that were forced to pay for this product, or just ticket holders in general who came through the turnstiles and had to witness this and would probably have very little mercy for this team. They're an embarrassment of a baseball team right now. They are. They don't look like a major league team. And it's largely because of their lack of pitching. It's bad. The front office has left this team high and dry. And as I've mentioned before, it's tough not to wonder if they did it on purpose. It's tough not to feel like this was a potential reset for the Red Sox on purpose. That they maybe could have done more, and they're not going to do it because, well, it's beneficial not to. You mentioned Tony Mazz a week ago. Mazz is now writing this at 98.5thesportshub.com. Now in contention for the number one pick, the Red Sox should tank. Tank. That's right. As if they needed to work hard to do that. Like, now they need to tank? Wait, I'm sorry. What have we seen to this point?
They need to stop trying.
I laugh at that.
Be worse. Hard to be worse.
Oh, my God. He says, the Red Sox are a mess, folks, and there's no simple fixes here. Even if Chris Sale and Eduardo Rodriguez come back healthy next year, the Red Sox are woefully short on young talent overall and young pitching in particular. The best way to get it is through the draft, which brings us back to the idea of tanking, whether you want to call it that or not. And he believes the Red Sox did not intend to tank this year. He says, certainly not this bad, but like it or not, they're now in contention for one of the top picks in the draft. I want to add on to this. When the Red Sox get to the deadline, should they unload anything of value?
Well, I would say that I would say Devers, Benintendi. I'll put Benintendi out there.
Devers, Bogarts, Benintendi. You
Vasquez,
can't touch those.
Vasquez, hold on to those guys. Everybody else for sale. I might even keep Verdugo. I like Verdugo.
I wouldn't. I'd flip him.
Well, I mean, it depends what you get for him, you know? At least that kid's busting his ass. And
I say
like
I flip him
energy.
If there's something better you can get in a deal where you got to pack.
Well, obviously, yeah.
You know, you've got to improve.
Right.
That was, you know, a decent piece they got in the Betts deal. I have a hard time rooting for Verdugo.
I understand it.
I think there's a lot to root for as a baseball player.
Yeah. I mean, you got to be able to separate that. We try to do that with sports.
But I just have a hard time doing it. And again, the allegations against him off the field are not entirely clear. I mean, it certainly hasn't been proven, but I believe those types of allegations. And his weird half-hearted apology, I think, gives credibility to the allegations. So I think he might be a detestable person off the field. So I just have a hard time watching him being like, oh yeah, Verdugo. Like, guys, not a dirt dog, maybe a dirt bag.
Yeah. Isn't that just pretty much sum up 2022?
It's hard to
get
past.
As they are, and he's like one of the better guys and looks like he's responding. And I mean, you talk about puke here, and Pete Abraham had this late last night. Here's your series against the Yankees tonight. Bullpen tomorrow, obviously Evaldi. That's your best chance. Sunday, TBD, parentheses, a call-up. And then Monday, Perez.
A lot of TBDs in there.
Yeah.
TBD. We'll talk more about this, about the possibility of tanking and why tanking may not even work, why there's something going on with baseball that allows for a team other than the team with the worst record to get the top pick. There could be some changes this particular year because of a shortened season. That and your calls on the Bruins as well, we'll get to them next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
They blow.
fact. Like, it's really not even like we're debating anymore. You know, at one point I looked at it and said, geez, if they could finish second in the division, they could do that with a losing record. They can still get in. Forget it. They have the worst record in the league. That became official before last night's game. And now they are within just a couple of games or a few games of the Pirates for the worst record in baseball. So I have reached the point, given all the issues and the absolute crap that they're putting on the mound every night, I've come to this conclusion. Tank.
Maz says tank, except there's a problem with that.
What's the problem?
It's possible that the Red Sox, even with the worst record in baseball, may not end up with that number one overall pick. Now, everyone's talking about tanking for Kumar Rocker. He was probably going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's tremendous. He's going to be great. And, well, there's a problem with this, and here's why. Red Sox, as Maz said in that clip, are just behind the Pirates for having the worst record in baseball. But ESPN reported in June that Major League Baseball and the Players Union got together in their March agreement. And it says this, Kylie McDaniel with the tweet from June 8th. In the March agreement, there is language about the 2021 MLB draft order. In the event that each club plays less than 81 regular season games in 2020, which we now know is the case, the office of the commissioner shall have the right, after conferring in good faith with the MLBPA, to modify the draft order. That was reported back in June.
Oh, boy.
Christopher Smith of Mass Live writes, each team is scheduled to play 60 games this season, and Commissioner Rob Manfred, therefore, has the ability to change it. Some have speculated Manfred could use a lottery system or determine the order based on teams' combined winning percentages over the past two or three seasons. Obviously, this is a topic of conversation in Pittsburgh with the Pirates playing the league's worst baseball. I will also tell you the Pirates had one of the worst records in baseball a year ago. With 69 wins, they were terrible last year. They're terrible again this year. They were a bottom five team record-wise a year ago. They suck again this year. They could end up with the pick. It's possible. The Red Sox, on the other hand, weren't totally awful last year. So with 84 wins, if they start factoring in previous seasons, if it's 3 years and you've got 2018 in there too, that 108 win season, all the tanking in the world this year may not mean anything. That's a bad spot to be in. Which means I don't even know what it is I can root for, because when I thought about this the other day, I thought, okay, maybe we just have to watch the Red Sox and root for them to lose every night. That can give you some sort of, like, you know, relief. Like, oh, it's okay, they lost, because they're going to get the top pick now.
How do you do that as a fan, though?
You can't. It's very hard to do.
God.
But it can piss you off a lot less if you know there's something there at the end. This go-round, you don't even know. You don't even know if you're going to get the top pick.
Yeah.
In fact, I would put money on you're not going to get it with just simply the worst record.
You would say no.
You'd have multiple crap seasons to get this thing. And nobody should feel bad for the Red Sox. Nobody.
I don't think anybody does.
That they somehow don't end up with that pick because they sucked this year.
Boy, it's
their own mistakes got them here.
They have perfected either being really damn good or being really damn bad. Like, there's no middling. There's no steady climb for this team to where, okay, they're always there in contention. They're right there. They're knocking on the door. They either winning the whole damn thing or they're bottomed out. I mean, is there any other sport in this town that has gone on a roller coaster ride like this team has? They perfected it. You're either winning the whole damn thing or you're a cellar dweller.
617-779-0985. Let's go to Dan in the car on the Bruins. Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
You there?
No. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I was just calling about the play of Zdeno Chara, like just his overall game. And it just seems like passing the puck has been sloppy and puck handling has been sloppy. Or just even trying to, you know, instead of trying to make a play out of the zone, he'd just rather dump it off the boards and give it off to the other team. I was just wondering your thoughts and if you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing.
Yeah, I don't think he's been very good in this series. I don't think he was good in game one. I don't think he was good last night.
I did not think he was as good last night as he was in game one, and you didn't like him in game one.
I don't like him at all right now. I don't like the way he's playing. And listen, you knew you were going to get to this point with Rask, right? Because of age. Like, you knew at some point it was going to get to a point where he just can't swing it anymore.
What do you mean, Char? You said Rask.
Well, what did I say?
Rask.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
like,
Char.
What do you mean? Yeah. Sorry.
What do you mean? What do I mean? He's old.
With Chara.
Yeah.
With Chara. You knew we were going to get here. And you know what? You can't totally discount that these games are being played like much later than they should be. And, you know, it's.
He's used to going to bed at 7 o'clock.
No.
Getting up at 3 a.m.
No. Not time in the day.
Metamucil?
Not time in the day. Months later. Like, he's aged another 6 months here.
Oh, come on.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, so to say, oh, there could be a drop-off between 40 and 41 or 42, 40, like, what? There's time that has passed. It's not the ideal restart, and I think it's impacted him in a very big way.
It's like Al Horford. Seems like Al Horford
is just dropped off. I don't think 6 months is going to have that much effect on him.
Well, he was 42 when the shutdown started, and he's 43 now.
Oh, my God. He's a year older. It's not even six months. It's a whole year.
I'm just saying he looks all of 43 right now.
He looks more his age last night especially than he did in big chunks of last year and the year before. Yeah,
he's just not strong on the puck. There are times when he's up against the boards, and if he's facing pressure, you're like, oh God. You know, I don't have the same confidence in him as a fan. Then, I don't know. You tell me. He makes me nervous.
You're hanging on the past stuff here, too. And you know, you talk about who controls the puck and digging it in. Not Krejci was the only one that seemed like be able to control the puck yesterday. Him and Krug.
McAvoy's got to be your shutdown guy now. It has to be McAvoy. Char is not that guy anymore. He just isn't. I get it. He's a leader. He probably brings a lot to that program and to the locker room, and I get that. But now I think you're doing it at the expense of the play on the ice.
Yeah.
You know? There could be like replacement level defensemen that I think could do a better job right now than what you're getting out of Char at the start of this series. Cam in Amesbury. Cam.
Yeah, I want to talk about Tuukka Rask's motivation. I mean, honestly, I'd let him have Saturday off. I wouldn't even dress him. I'd let him go drink his finished fruity drink there and sit up on the ninth floor or whatever. And I don't know. Every year with this guy, he never shows up for the big games, and it's disappointing.
So you think he hasn't shown up so far? Do you think he's played poorly in the first two?
He's played decent, but he hasn't really, he has no other gear. Like, he doesn't elevate his game mentally. Like, his focus level might be there, but mentally he's not there. He's like space shot almost.
But isn't that him, though? Like, that's a consistent part of him. Like, there... He's always the same guy, whether you think it's space shot or not. I think he likes Manhattans better than the finished fruity drinks.
I looked it up just now. There's something called Cloudberry that they'll soak in vodka for like months on end and drink that in Finland.
Lovely.
It sounds nice. Refreshing.
Das's Boot.
Yeah.
That's German.
Is it?
I think so.
Is that right?
Yeah. Das Boot. Das's Boot.
Let's go to Kathleen in Attleboro with something for Hardy. Go ahead, Kathleen.
Yeah, hi. Stop me if you've heard these before, but I got two jokes for Hardy.
That's right. We do jokes on Friday. Freeform Friday.
Yeah,
that's right.
We did that once.
We did that.
Okay, let's do it again.
Yeah,
what do
you got?
Okay, so stop me if you've heard them, and it'll be a quick call. So Tom and Jerry go out, and...
there's like a whole setup here.
Shh.
Yeah.
Joke.
Okay.
Tom and Jerry go out to play, and they get to about the fourth hole, and play slows down, really a lot. So they find out that there's two ladies ahead of them, and they're really, really slow, and this is the reason why. And Tom says, well, all right, I'll go up there and see if they'll let us play through. Uh-huh. So he starts walking up the fairway, and he gets halfway there, and he turns around and comes back. And Jerry says, what happened? Why'd you come back? Well, one of them's my wife, and one of them's my mistress. So then Jerry says, all right, well, I'll go. So Jerry goes walking up the fairway. He turns around in the middle and comes back. Tom says, WTF. Small world, isn't it?
Ah, I like it. I do like that one.
I haven't heard that one.
I haven't heard that one either.
Rich is in Pawtucket today on Zdeno Chara. What do you think of Chara's play so far?
I think he's acting like the Tin Man, like they need to oil him up or something. He's so stiff.
You got any oil?
Right? I mean, come on, guys. Jeez, you know, I mean, the guy can't move. He's got a stick range of 18 feet, but he can't move, so get out the oil. I don't know. What do you think?
Hardy, did your old man ever have the one of those oil cans?
Absolutely.
With the bottom that... Like, they don't make those anymore.
No.
My grandfather had them, too. I wish I kept them.
Yeah.
Get that nice long thing, get right in there, right in the spot where you want to put the oil.
I'm being totally serious on this because we were talking about some of the protocol for COVID.
Yeah.
Do they have access to tubs, like hot tubs, stuff
yes.
like that?
Yes.
They
I
do.
I thought yes. some of that was eliminated.
I thought so, too. That's why I asked. He needs a good soak.
I'm not sure what's loud in the bubble. I feel like some of that stuff was eliminated.
But I thought we talked about this when Tuca talked about, well, it stinks. We're going to have to switch our locker room because, you know, we liked it, and I thought he talked about a tub. Remember, by losing the seating, and they have to, you know, we have to switch.
Nope. Players will not be permitted to use hot and cold tubs, saunas, or steam rooms.
You got a bathtub in your hotel room?
Not the same.
Yep. The use of hot and cold tubs is prohibited.
There's nothing like going from that hot to cold, bang, bang, half a minute, half a
there
minute.
There you go.
That's what he needs.
So where's he going to get that? He's going to have to, does he fit in the tub in his hotel room?
No, you want it to pulse.
No, there's no way in hell he does.
Tiny little tub.
He's
going
to have to
like
go
that?
To a Turkish bathhouse.
Not allowed beat to, him with
not allowed to leave.
They beat him with palms. Dripped in mint. Slap him. That's a Russian bathhouse.
And if anybody can't sneak out, it's Chara.
Right.
Right.
Can't do that. We've got items on the Patriots, including a retirement from the New England Patriots. We'll tell you who it is that's hanging them up. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's up? The former QB, always laser-focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
They're swimming, they're in deep water, and, you know, their eyes get open every day as we, you know, move, you know, up in the process. And we're still a long way from anything close to real football, but... we're doing more now than we did before, so each day is an acclimation day and an adjustment day for them, and I think they're just trying to keep their head above water and try to swim or paddle in the right direction.
Hey.
Dilly.
Hey, I'm not here.
Hit it!
Now!
It's not my name.
Oh, there's good. Good generic rejoin right there.
I'm the hot stepper murderer.
Thanks, Hardy.
98.5 is Sports Hub.
That you just heard right there was Bill Belichick yesterday on Patriots Rookies. One of the rookies has retired. That would be a guy you've never heard of, unless you're a real draft lunatic. But the casual, everyday Patriots fan is probably not familiar with the work of rookie center Dustin Woodard. He is retiring. Seventh-round draft pick from Memphis. He has decided he no longer wants to play football. Mm-hmm. The decision is not related to COVID-19. This is a player who started 52 games in his college career at Memphis.
Played a lot.
Played guard, played center, and now he said, this isn't for me. I'm leaving. I got to say, I sort of respect it. He comes in, he assesses the scene, and the NFL
looks around.
No shot.
This place sucks.
Most guys wouldn't do this. Most guys would not give up right there, and he's looks around and says, this NFL thing, it's either not what he wants to be doing, or he feels he's not good enough, or he's just going to say, all right, you know what? This is not my thing. Well, I'm not fully invested in it, and therefore I'm not going to go forward with it. Maybe he just doesn't love football.
It's just an odd designation for a rookie. Like, retire from what? Like Kramer retiring when he never had a job. Like, how can you retire from something you never did?
Well, I just think it's a designation in that he's walking away.
Yeah.
Well, let's just walk away. Okay, maybe for the
team,
paperwork.
Yeah, the team retains his rights is what it is.
Okay.
So yeah, 50 grand again, so it's the highest of that. And if somebody picks him up, they assume the contract, but...
No, he's not released. No one can pick him up. His rights are retained by the Patriots.
What was that I read today? If he goes to another team, is that next year after they would release his rights then?
Okay, maybe then next year.
You'd be responsible for the 50 grand.
Okay.
And I said this last year when we didn't have David Andrews. I think one of the most important losses last year was David Andrews because of the complexities of the blocking schemes and all the calls and getting everything right up front. And Ted Karras did about as good a job he could do. He's not David Andrews. Did this guy get in the room and Zoom and, you know, do all these communications and install with this offense, look at it and said, wow, this is like calculus to what Edelman called it when he was talking with Cam Newton. And I just can't handle it. Can't do these calls. Can't do it. We're not out there and one-on-one. We're not in contact yet. And I just don't have it in me right now.
Like, if you don't want to do it, I'd prefer you quit and walk away
now.
And give someone else a shot
now,
to earn a job.
Right now. That's
do you want guys on your team that aren't into it?
Oh, you don't want anybody that doesn't want to be there.
Right. You don't want that.
Mm-mm.
So, hey, he recognized it. He doesn't want to be there. So he's gone. Adam Jones with the tweet last night. Tough start for the, quote, Bill will draft better in 2020 crowd.
Of course he did.
Is that a crowd? Is that a crowd? I was wondering if that was a crowd.
Did you notice the comparisons, though, that Bill was making in his talk there? Is he still in Nantucket mode, too? a lot of swimming, deep, looking up.
Oh.
A lot of paddling. We're paddling around out there. Is he on the surfboard still? Yeah. Give it to me again, Tom, Bill. You know, just a lot of water references.
I'm sorry. I can't bring myself to care about seventh-round draft picks. And I know Julian Edelman was a seventh-round draft pick, right? How many
times? Dave Andrews was undrafted.
That's terrific. I am not going to start caring about the seventh-round picks.
Memphis had a couple good years
before they've proven anything in the NFL. So I am not okay, seventh-round draft pick. Who cares? That's basically undrafted. Fine, he retired. No loss.
They're swimming. They're in deep water. And
they're swimming. They're in the deep water.
Just keep swimming.
Deep water. They're out there with the sharks.
No.
Sharks are circling.
Yeah.
Try to swim or paddle in the right direction.
You notice he's giving you more, like in these Zoom things?
Well, speaking of what he's been giving us, he gave us something on Cam Newton yesterday when asked about the Patriots' new quarterback.
Ew. See, Reese wrote about him, too.
What do you got?
Reese is pushing.
What do you got, Bill?
Worked very hard. You know, I'd say as all of our players have. We have a hardworking group. Those guys are ready to go, and we put in some long days, and they've been very attentive throughout the process. And you know, I'd say that certainly for all the quarterbacks at that position, those guys have been locked in, been focused, have worked extremely hard, all four of them. And, you know, when they all get in the huddle, everybody has a lot of confidence in, you know, in what they're able to do and the information they have to give to the team, play calling, adjustments, audibles or, protection adjustments, things like that. Like that's all gone pretty well. But again, we haven't played, at anywhere near the speed that we're going to be playing at. So we'll see how it all comes together at that point. But Cam's a hardworking kid. He really is.
And that's what we get on Cam Newton. Cam's a hardworking kid. He really is. Have you seen Cam? You see Cam roll out yesterday and throw a pass down the field? There's that one, 10-second clip that has been circulating.
Yep.
He's moving pretty well, got to say.
Oh, he's moving well in all the videos.
He just looks quick. But he looks, because he's lean.
He looks
like he's lost weight.
Silky smooth.
He's quick. Can't wait. Looking forward to opening day with Cam Newton.
You know what? I'm watching him throw here, and I go back to some of the videos. He doesn't utilize the full 6'5", 6'6". Frame that he has. It's like it's right here over the ear. It's a little bit of a wind up. Keep an eye on that shoulder.
Excuse me?
Just his release point. I mean, it's look at it. Watch. See, it's like right, it's off the, and he has that back lean, and it's right at the helmet, side of the helmet. Where mostly you stand, you point, and All the stuff with Brady, it's up here, you know.
Okay, but he's not Brady.
He's not. And I need to – that's why I'm disappointed I can't watch him practice. He said, oh, okay. Well, Jacoby was a wind-up guy. Did he get kicked out of the league? No. Jimmy throws it different than Tom did. Did he get kicked out of the league? No. I just like to get used to the throwing style of guys when you watch them. That's all.
Maybe you could swap out a lower release point for a quarterback who won't get all poly pissy pants because he feels like his opinion isn't being listened to. Just saying. You know, that's the trade-off.
What?
What?
I'm lost.
I didn't know what that meant.
It's the Tom Brady thing.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yes. But Brady's not feeling like the coaches were listening to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, okay.
It's like lower release point, but, you know, if it maybe he'll stick around.
It makes me want more video. I want more access.
So you're not suggesting that something is wrong?
No, God, no.
Oh, okay.
I just noticed him throwing right here. We get very, very quick glimpses of him at practice, and you know, he's kind of off the back foot and leaning. It's right here by the ear. I mean, he's a massive dude. I've done nothing but compliment his size. And that ball up here, man, like right over the top. Let's go.
Not how he throws it.
That's not how he throws it.
Not how he throws it.
I got it. It's more of like an, yeah. All right. It's fine. We'll see Monday.
What's Monday?
I guess that's the first time they're going to put the pads on at up tempo, get some 11 on
11. Yeah, but you said we'll see Monday, like we're going to see something.
Well, I'm sure we'll have more clips of him.
Oh, I thought you were suggesting
from the pool camera, we might
be able to see it.
I wish.
Zoe tells me it's dead.
Dead.
Dead, Hardy.
Dead.
Dead.
Dead. Guess what?
Zoe spoke to a Patriots official today. What?
But now they're dealing with a lot of things down there.
It sounds like it's dead.
Yeah, it sounds like it's
not
dead.
Because they want.
I didn't get confirmation. They want us down there. But based on everything they have to deal with and approvals,
I think they're being governed by a lot of different people that govern things.
Leagues
right now.
Involved. They're involved. It's very extremely complicated.
You know, body count. How many people are there? All this stuff.
Shoot, they'd love to have
spacing.
Fans there.
All these different factors that.
But the more I hear Belichick on Zooms, he sounds more relaxed and seems like he gives you more than in the one-on-one setting, if that makes any sense. Going back to all the Zooms we've run on, or you just heard him right there in deep water and swimming. And hey, Cam's a good kid, works out hard.
He didn't give them anything there, though.
No, but he took it right back to all four quarterbacks. Yeah. You know, all four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Everyone's working hard.
But I mean, he sounds more, I don't say affable, but I mean, just sounds more pleasant.
Let's get to this date in show history. We'll do it next.
Ooh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's August 14th, this date in show history. What do we have, Hottie?
We have moments from this date in show history.
How do we?
This
August 14th, big day. Big history. Day. It was only a year ago today, gentlemen.
Oh.
In the year of our Lord, 2019, when we unearthed some television promos that were from 20 plus years ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, boy.
Scott's
on four.
Scott Zolak.
Show four.
Games on four.
Here we go. The state and show history.
All right.
Games on four.
The game's on four.
Wait, no game on four.
Your line is games on four. Right at the camera.
When do I start saying it?
I'll say action.
Okay.
Give it a beat and then say games on four.
Okay.
Action.
Games on four.
Oh. Start nice energy, you know, excitement.
We're not getting any of those things right now, so we're going to need
you. This reminds me of...
The director is the best part.
This reminds me of the Jim Louth package opening segment. Jim's opening his packages.
No, don't deflect.
When do I start saying it?
When we tell you to start saying it.
Who is that guy?
Shut up.
It doesn't.
Okay.
Give it a beep and then say games on four.
Okay.
Action.
Games on four.
Scott, nice energy, you know, excitement.
Okay.
Right to the camera there. Jolly. Action.
Games on four.
There you go. Nice smile like that. That's good.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Boy, you, young man, you have got it.
Third take was better.
Let's do it 90 more times and see if we can wake this guy up.
Make me laugh. Do something. Games on four. Keep going. Games on four. 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 Games on four.
Oh, that was... Now you're changing up. You know what? I'm going to try something different here. I'm going to try different motivation. What's on four? Games I try on to tell four.
You. Make me laugh, clown.
Games on four.
Games on four. Games on... Games on four. Games on four.
You're also slapping the football? Is that what's going on there?
What happened to your voice?
What a herb.
What happened to your
voice?
What
did happen to your voice?
I was a little...
No, that sounds like a normal... like.
When do I start saying it?
But if you go back and play any audio of interviews of Zoe and his career, he sounds just like that.
Yeah. Then what happens?
Cigarettes.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Oh, no, of course not.
Ever in your life? Not one? Not even to try it?
I smoked six in Israel one time. Half an hour. Right.
Trip that changed you.
I don't know.
It changed me. Yep. I became much more spiritual and a heavy smoker. You wouldn't think the two would go in tandem, but that's what changed me about that trip to Israel.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Sarge was in on this day.
Oh.
3 years ago today.
Okay.
2017. Time and temperature, a very important service that we provide here every couple hours. Otherwise, how would you know what time it is? How would you know what the temperature is? So we provide the time and temperature. Sarge had a rough go of it when he had to do a time and temp.
Time and temperature at 136, sponsored by Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. It is 78 degrees.
Perspirant.
Was his uncle?
What?
His aunt?
Perspirant. Perspirant.
Easy applies.
Espinoza. What?
My
apples
uncle,
applies?
My uncle in
That's an understandable mistake.
My uncle in perspirant.
Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. It is 78 degrees.
Perspirant.
78. This is like a mic behind a mic.
Perspirant.
Actually, that's not a 6. That's a 7. That's on me.
You are a train wreck.
What is the problem?
You are pronouncing everything, and like now it's in your mind that I am screwing up every pronunciation. What's perspirant? Is that like an uncle? Perspiruncle?
Antiperspirant.
What are you, like Bob Soucy reading it? Perspirant.
Perspirant.
What the hell
is perspirant? All right, listen. It is 78 degrees under partly sunny skies in Boston. Did you know that 91% of guys that use new Dove Men Plus Care...
Look how nervous you are.
Well, you're killing me here. Men Plus Care Antiperspirant recommended.
He can't do it!
Can't do it.
Perspirant!
Well, there are
so
words.
If you're heading to the gym right now, why not pick some up on the way?
That's what I do. Hey, honey, I'm heading to the gym. I'm going to stop and get some Dove Men's Antiperspirant. On the way. See, here's his problem.
Perspirant.
I love Mike. But he gets the clock out. He has a stopwatch on his phone. And what I'm going to do for all you kids in the business, I'm going to elongate my words to fill up the entire time I'm supposed to speak for in a minute and a half. That's Mike.
Also on this date, this is 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know how we had not come across Charlie Casserly before, but this was at least our first... mimicking of Charlie Casserly.
Okay.
4 years ago today, this date in show history, 2016.
NFL Network, they have Good Morning Football. Good morning, football!
Why would you say good morning to the football?
Good morning! Hello. Morning. Hello, football! Good morning to you! Good morning, football! How do you do?
That I think we have our own Charlie Cassidy right here in studio.
Yeah.
We might just have to ask him about
Charlie, tell me about
tell
this.
Tell me something about the Patriots game from this weekend.
But I'm too busy saying, good morning, football. How do you do? What do you say, Doris Day? Have a cup of coffee. And I'll eat a piece of toffee. A little grapefruit for you. A little dabble do ya.
Dick Slavin now?
Good morning, football. I poured a bowl of cornflakes for my football. Good morning, football.
I want to ask Charlie Cassidy one more thing. Do you like cornflakes or Special K? Is there a difference?
And there's a big difference between the two, but let me tell you something. Special K is the best backup cereal you got out there. Right behind the cornflakes and the Raisin Bran. Those are your 1-2 punch right there, I'm telling you. Good morning, football.
Oh, they used to do that on that show. They used to just say good morning football
good
to
morning.
Each other.
Good morning. Good morning to you, football.
It was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
They stopped it.
It turned out to be a halfway decent show.
But it didn't feel forced at all when they would say, oh, there's Mark Bertrand. Good morning football to you.
Yeah, good morning football to you, Artie.
What? I miss seeing Cassidy.
What is this?
Have you seen him
they got rid of him quickly.
No, but they did a Zoom with him a couple months ago when all this COVID started.
Sweet.
And you know, everybody puts the earbuds in, the little white earbuds, the Apple buds. His were directly in, but they were pointing straight out to the side. He can't even put his freaking earbuds in right. And I lost it.
Welcoming in Courtney Fallon, also live in Cincinnati. Courtney, good morning football to you. How do the Bengals and their offense make sure they get the W tonight?
Okay, it really starts with the quarterback, Andy Dalton.
And I should say good morning football first before we begin.
That wasn't nice of her. She should have said
good morning football to you.
To you
as well.
Yes.
And good morning football to you as well.
Right.
Oof. I'm sorry. I could just listen to this all day, though.
When do I start saying it?
I'll say action.
Okay.
Give it a beat and then say games on four.
Okay.
Action.
Games on four.
Start nice energy, you know, excitement.
Okay.
Right to the camera.
Okay. All right.
Volley. Action.
Games on four.
See, you can tell the difference between that one when he asked for like more energy. This first one, this was sleepy Zoe, low energy.
Right. Games on four.
But then when he says, come on, give me some juice with it.
Yes. Game's on four.
Yeah. Oh. Remember when Rocky did his commercial as a caveman? Like, I was spring.
That was for an antiperspirant.
Yes. Perspirant. Like the same one. I mean, if you don't have the proper coaching, and I never took acting classes or anything.
It smells mainly.
Yeah. They just throw you out there. What do you want to do?
Yeah. You did it, kid.
Good morning, football. And I love Jim Mora.
Game's on. Games on four.
Oh, that poor studio. That poor producer. That poor film guy. Deal with me.
No, they were fine.
No.
Games on four.
Games on four.
Keep going. Games on four.
Yeah. Spin the ball. But
he's getting gas from throwing the football.
Games on four.
I think it was just, were you throwing it? Were you slapping it? What were you doing?
Like slapping it, spinning it. Yeah.
Games on four.
Bang, holding it at you.
Is there a video of that audio?
Oh, yeah, we're not going to effort that.
Games on four.
Jim Murphy over at Channel 4 will have all that. He has all that stuff.
He's okay. The one that sends that if he ever wants to send any more of that our way, he'd love to have it.
When do I start saying it?
This
doesn't matter.
You already did, pal. You already did. What channel is that game on, Artie?
Games on four.
that was the high energy one.
Game.
He says this.
When do I start saying it?
I'll say action.
Okay.
Give it a beat and then say games on four.
Okay.
Action.
Games on four.
Oh no, that's low energy. Got the direction and you turned it to
games on four.
I see. Yes. Yes. Good stuff. Well done.
Yeah.
What year was that? 2000?
I don't even know.
99?
Had
somewhere
to be.
In there?
Had to be. Yep. 2000, 2001.
Okay.
Games on four.
Noontime hour is here. Let's get back to the Bruins after these.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.